Attack of Episode 209, Cullens and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of November 9th, 2009. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another fine episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Deathstorm.
And I am your host, G. Lewis.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Pona, the Pone Sauce, the Pone Dizzle, whatever you want to call it.
The Leap Poner?
The Leap. And Deathstorm, otherwise known as... I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel the much needed love, hate, whatever you want to call it.
Ow.
Okay, so we were planning to have
Ryan.
A guest on, Ryan, from a while back ago. Some of you may remember him.
He must have died, or I don't know what happened to him. He's just not answering his emails no more.
Yeah.
We were going to do all this on Halloween, but Dusty had, I guess, a date or something with a female, so.
No.
Okay.
I told you a time.
You can tell us.
And then you made it, you decided to go somewhere.
You can tell us if it was a girl. You can tell us.
It wasn't.
You can tell us.
It wasn't.
Look, it's okay.
No, I'm being serious. It wasn't.
Okay.
But, anyway.
It's your mama. Just kidding.
Yes. It was my mother.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, okay.
My mother is all the way in Texas, and I'm in Oklahoma.
Oh. So they really took down the links for the babysitter? Oh, that's so gay. So gay.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that they would.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can FTP. Oh, are we live? Okay, never mind.
Yes.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
You
haven't done live in a while. I kind of forgot about this whole what I'm supposed to, what I'm not supposed to say.
Only like the last two were not live.
I'll try to read your post in a British accent as well. I suck at British accents.
Cheerio.
I just saw The Christmas Carol, so it might be easier for me.
Okay.
They all speak British.
Good.
We'll see.
Very nice. Well, you were just at Anaheim, correct?
No.
No, you didn't go?
No. No, I didn't go. No. Did I tell you I was going?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go.
Well, you said you might go.
Yeah, I would much love to actually go and play in it, because if I would have played, I probably would have placed top 30, because everybody there sucked.
But you are going to Orlando, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I already bought Disney tickets, and so I'm going. And
you just won MLG. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to go to Disney World. I don't know if like ABC or Disney's going to start sponsoring MLG. Just think about it. Anaheim is where Disneyland is, and Orlando is where Disney World is. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Disney would get into something like that, but...
Who knows? They just bought Prince of Persia, so... Maybe Disney Interactive is going to continue the Halo franchise. Who knows?
That would be a bad idea.
That'd be so fail.
Yes. I don't even want to think about that even happening.
I mean, it could happen. Anything could happen.
Well,
I mean, As Will Fit could have been on the show, but he's not.
No.
So, anything happened with that. I'm kidding.
Anyway, this week we're doing Cullens and Tales.
From the Foxhole.
Since we haven't done them in over 2 months.
Holy crap, it's going to be a long episode. We've got like 40 submissions, and we have Cullens.
And we have Cullens.
How many Cullens do we have? A lot.
We had some that were left over from episode 200 that were before then. So it just shows you how long we haven't done one of these.
Oh boy.
Cuz we've had all the new stuff coming out. And now we have Halo Waypoint, which we're going to talk about next week.
Oh, yes, we are? I thought we were going to do MLG next week.
MLG is separate.
Okay, well, we'll see what's going on.
MLG is its own separate deal.
Its own deal, yo.
It's special.
And actually, we will be... It's got very special treatment this morning, so...
Yes, we will. We will divulge that later, though.
No, not this episode.
Yeah,
we'll do it a long time from now.
That will be later.
So we got to practice. There's going to be a constant host on there who is somebody you guys know. If you pay attention to MLG, it'll be a constant host. So
fair enough.
Fistful of bananas.
Okay, so. We're just going to go ahead and get right into things and try to get through as many of these as possible. We'll probably go ahead and read them all anyway, and we'll chop out later, which we probably won't.
I'm down.
So let's go ahead and dive
in. I don't edit. So...
Yeah. Shush. But, well, the good thing is, next semester I'm taking an easy class load, so...
That's what she said. You like it. You like it.
Not so much.
Wait a minute, you do.
I think you can do better.
Vito. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna try my hardest. It's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be an epic one. This episode. It's gonna be an epic one.
Okay. Fair enough.
The epitome of epic.
It's like when you copyright that phrase. The epitome of epic.
Epic.
You know that Rooster Teeth, whenever they like have mentioned some weird link, they go and park it. They go and yeah.
What'd you talk about?
Like, you know, about Justin. You know in their podcast when they come up with random links that would be weird to have?
Mm-hmm.
They usually go right then and reserve them and just hold on to them. I was just thinking, what if we did that for the epic?
That would be cool. Epitomeofepic.org.
Yes, because it's an organization.
T-Bird007, he writes in, "Hey, Pod Tech, you know who I am? So sorry I haven't posted in two episodes, but that is because of the site down, and when the site came back, the big green button was gone." Anyways, he says, "Hello, just a quick thing to say is I have been trying to start a podcast, but I have some problems. I need new people." What does that mean? "My friends are useless, they are unreliable." Wow. "If anyone's interested, please hit me up with a PM. That's T-Bird007. I have a great tale. I know G. Lewis will love it, but I'll save it for the Collins show. Keep on fragging non-G. Lewis fans and trucks." So just, is he on the live stream?
No. Oh, but he'll be on. I can still hear whatever you're tapping.
Oh, that's my phone, sorry. Just... Next time, T-Bird, give us your email. We'll give out your email. Or just ask us. I mean, you can email me and Dustin. I mean, we can... I don't know.
Pick you up, maybe?
Yeah, we can help.
She's probably in better position to do so than I am.
Positioning. My positioning is better.
Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, moving right along. Barney McBiggle writes in, "Hey guys, Barney McBiggle here with my second submission ever."
Really? I could have sworn I've read that longer than twice.
I don't recognize it.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Well, here goes. "While you guys were doing Halo Wars show a few weeks back, you mentioned StarCraft. Then all of a sudden, a thought came to me. I started to realize that the way that the three different factions are set up in Halo Wars is almost identical to the way the three races are set up in StarCraft.
It's true.
The UNSC both looks and plays pretty similar to the Zerg.
Build tanks.
I skipped the line, sorry.
The Terrans.
Plays like a whole lot like the Terrans. I have no idea what they are because I never played it. So
just build tanks.
The same goes for the Covenant and the Protoss. Even though you don't play as them, it seems that the Flood are pretty similar to the Zerg. I was wondering if you noticed this too. Sorry about the long submission. Barney McBiggle signing out. Keep on fragging trucks."
Yeah, they are. UNSC and I mean, in StarCraft, you pretty much either do one of two things. You build a lot of battle cruisers, or you build a lot of tanks. And in UNSC, you either build a lot of tanks or you build a lot of the warships. So pretty much same thing. Protoss, not really the same. They both do have shields, so I guess that could be the same. The Protoss is more about just being stronger. And I believe if you read through the guide, I think that the humans are stronger, but the Covenant can get more people there faster. Is that correct, how it works? I believe is that there can be more Covenant, but the humans are stronger. So, I mean, I can highly understand how the similarities were with the different factions.
I've never played StarCraft, so yeah. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. The Protoss and the Zerg are pretty much just build as much as you can and just try to kill everything. I don't care who dies. You know, I can lose 10,000 people because I have 100 million people. So humans can't do that. They don't got 100 million, so... That's how it works. So, yeah, I understand.
I just know that's where the term Zerg Rush comes from.
Zerg Rush.
But I digress.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. G.
I already read one. Oh, no, you read Bart McDiggle. XX.
McDiggle?
Death Above Us. Right, and he goes, "Hi guys, it is Death Above Us submitting to you. I am on a search for the Nene that has lived too long. Anyway, last time I submitted, there were two fails. One was on Dusty because he didn't join my custom game. I think Rye Snake Roz doesn't like me anymore, and Dusty messed up on reading my submission. P.S.
G. I am
not the fail boat Greg. Driver, but everyone fails around me.
Greg, he said you messed
Keep
up.
Keep fragging trucks and... SRRY for the long submission.
The submission says G messed up reading his submission.
That's what I do. I suck at reading. Whatever.
Well, you said it was me.
What, this time?
Yeah. You read it like, and Dusty messed up my...
Oh, my bad.
So, fail boat for you.
Oh, you.
Cue the soundboard. Have it going live yet, but there will be a soundboard soon.
Not too much. We don't want to use it too much.
No, but I mean for live, it'll make it just that much better. Oh, Captain Planet's on. How about them apples?
Captain Planet. Remember, I'm the.
He's a hero. So that's all the random frags. Not too many.
Mm-mm.
Which is pretty nice. That means we have more time to focus on the oh-so-entertaining tales from Le Foxhole.
From Le Foxhole.
But first, before that, we will have Collins by Chucky J.
Podtacular Collins.
All right, so it's been a while since we've done this. We've got a ton of calls. And we're going to start off with a bunch of congratulations from back during the 200th episode. We're just going to let them play. Check it out.
Hey, Podtacular. This is GiffyBoy92. I was just calling in to congratulate you guys on reaching 200 episodes. Keep up the good work, guys. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on episode 200. Love listening to the show. It's As Well Fit, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Stall Me Please, the watch dealer himself, and I'm just here to congratulate you guys on a full 200 episodes, and I hope you guys keep up the good work. See you guys later.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Fungus Oz. I just wanted to call in for episode 200 to thank all the people who have made Podtacular what it is today. Fumo Jive, he's done so many good things, and Spellcheck and JVB and all the good hosts, and all the people who are managing the clans, and especially the admins, they do so much work, you would not believe it. Especially Duststorm, I don't think he gets the... Well, he does get a lot of appreciation, but just to think of all the stuff that he, you know, from... You know... from managing the website to editing the show day in, day out. Chucky J, Captain Crunk, all those cool people, you know, we really couldn't do it without you. It wouldn't have started without you. So I'm just kidding. Thanks. Thanks, you guys. You've helped out a whole bunch. See ya.
What's Spectacular? It's Rathnack Growth here. I'm calling in for episode 200. I just wanted to give a big shout out to JVB and Fumo for, well, mainly doing the podcast, I guess. But thanks, guys. You've made it awesome for the whole 200 episodes and a few years that you've run this thing.
Hey, Spectacular. It's Chickenfoot here. Just to tell you, great job on the 200 and pretty awesome. Good job. Oh, and also, I made this thread on forums. It's Xbox problems when yours is broken. So it's pretty much if your Xbox has like E74 Red Ring, and you just post it there, and then you say like when you're gonna get it back, so like people know that you're gone, or your mic breaks and you can't accept party invites and stuff, or your NAT's broken for a while. So just telling you about that, and just really, really good job on the 200. And sweet. Bye.
Yo, what's up, Spectacular? This is KBC. I really haven't been on the show or on the site, really, in a long time. But I saw you guys rounding out Spectacular episode 200. You guys said you weren't taking any submissions, so I was like, you know, I'm calling. I actually still have the phone number in my phone book. On my phone, so just, you know, calling in, checking up with everybody, getting excited for MLG Dallas. We're gonna have a nice Spectacular party there with G Lewis and Dust Storm and whoever else wants to come. That should be a lot of fun. I think that's like on Saturday, like the 29th in Dallas, Texas. So looking forward to, you know, meeting up with a lot of really cool people, and keep on firing trucks, guys.
Hey, Spectacular, this is White Light One. I just wanted to call to wish you congratulations on your 200th episode. Bye.
This is Lord of the Sith, Dimaku, saying that Spectacular is the preferred podcast of the Sith community. We will not destroy the planet Earth now because the podcast has graced us with happiness. So now, the Sith will let Earth survive for another 1,000 years, since Spectacular has been such a fun podcast. Keep doing good work, guys. All right, bye.
Woo! Episode 200!
What's up, all you Spectacians? This is Fisherman Q, and I wanted to congratulate Spectacular for reaching episode 200. And I'm just excited because, you know, most podcasts are such a great community and podcast that it could make such an achievement. So, you know, cue out.
Hey guys, this is Samaras60 calling in. Want to say congratulations on getting to episode 200. Glad to be here for the past 50, and hope to see you guys at episode 2000.
Happy 200th episode!
I hope I'm not too late for this. Just want to say congrats, Spectacular. This is Hype, TFX, whatever the hell you want to call me now, on making it to 200. I'm kind of sorry I couldn't be here. Yeah, I just want to drop in and say congrats. And, yeah, keep it up. Later.
Hey, this is ODSTEJY. Hope I'm not late. I'm listening to your guys' pregame right now. Just great job for 200. Love you guys. Bye. G-Lewis is sexy.
All right, so we also got a bunch of tales from the foxhole, and we're going to get into those right now.
What's up? It's or Fishman Q again. I just remembered what I was thinking about. Long morning here in California, and I just wanted to say from my tale from Foxhole, it's not really like gameplay or anything like that, but it's an event that happened to my very good friend Superman, and then he has a story which I don't remember. But so he had his boat flying, so we went into, pretty sure, Social Slayer or Social something. Yeah, Social Slayer. And we were playing some capture flag game on Sandbox. It was, you know, one of those wacky ones that are from the Bungie Atlas. But so we're playing that game, and we noticed in the lobby that one guy had a chest we've never seen before. So the thing changes itself to an elite. So I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And then Superman's like, dude, I think that guy has to be gone. And I'm like, no. And I check, and they're both five. And, you know, I kind of had a clan thing going on with their name where it's similar. But they were both 50, five-star general with, max rank. I couldn't go up any higher. So I check, and I see he changed it back, his chest. And I'm like, dude, you're right, dude, he has a recon. And so we play our Sand Trap game, and they basically just wiped the floor with us. I mean, like, I was doing pretty good, and Superman was doing pretty good, but these guys are just really good. And it's kind of cool because I checked their bios after, sent them a message, and they live right near me and Superman because we both live in Cali. And they're 50s in MLG, and they're just really, really good players. So shout outs to them, you know, their name escapes me. Shout outs to Superman, Rice, Snake, Roz, Dimaku, Stall Me Please, Tokyo in America, Duststorm G. Lewis, my main man Chucky J, Renegade Fox, Gray Fox, anyone else? All I can remember right now. Oh, Nero, don't forget Nero, and that's all I can remember off the top of my head, so peace out, all you Podtachians, and hope you have a nice life.
What's up, Podtachers? This is Death by the Morning. I have a couple tales from the foxhole for you guys. The first one is on Blackout. And second one is on Pit. Okay, in the first one on Blackout, I am shooting at one guy down at Sword Spawn, and I miss a couple snipes, and then he kills one of my teammates, and one of his teammates spawns behind him right as I snipe him, and then I get the 2-for-1 snipe. And then I go down to bottom mid and no scope the guy that spawned behind him in the face. And then that's pretty much all for that tale, because I died after that, so I stopped the recording. Then on the second tale, it was on the pit. I had a triple kill in MLG 3v3. What happened was me and a good buddy of mine, Crooked Kingpin, we were playing with one of his friends named Sunshine226, and Sunshine lagged out, so it was just me and Kingpin against three guys. I mean, we ended up losing the game, like, 42-50, because it was Slayer, and, okay, I'm rambling. Anyways, what happened was, Kirky Kingpin was shooting at one of the guys. He goes down, I throw a grenade, kill the first guy, four-shot the second guy, and then ninja the third guy for the triple kill. And I think the ninja part's pretty cool because, you know, it's MLG and there's no radar. So I'm going to put that in my file share. The first tale's already in my file share. It's slot 6, entitled Ha 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 Ha, because I think it's hilarious. It's, you know, spawn tale. Ha ha ha. Well, that's it for this time. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, Podtacular, what's up? This is Cannons. I just have something to say about Crybaby Generals. So I went into a game at MLG. Me and a friend there. You know, we got matched up with these GFA, Hunter, and Riley people. They were whining the entire time about how they hated MLG. That's, if you hate it, don't play it. Oh my god, how simple is that? They were whining about me because my mic got broken. Like, the little microphone part snapped off. And they were whining because I couldn't call out. When I had... I went positive 9 that game. I died 4 times. I had 13 kills. Basically, I'm trying to say, if you hate it, don't go into it and whine about it. That's it. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Caboose O'Malley, / Chewbacca, / All Your Hopes, / No Other Alias. And I want to tell you my tale from the foxhole. One day, on Forge, I was putting those shield door thingies on a cannon man accelerator. Cannon man accelerator. But then when I put a vehicle, or vehicle, on it, it did not go through. So then we kept just shoving like dumpsters and a bunch of other things like fusion coils, coils to call a fusion. And then we eventually shot at it. That vehicle, it still didn't go through. I thought it was freaking hilarious. Oh yeah, Lewis, D. Lewis, Dusty, and Lancelot, I want you to send me a friend request, especially Lance, because I borrow Halo, and he probably plays Left 4 Dead a lot. So yeah. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Stormy, please. It's about 9 o'clock. I'm just here to say hi. Good job with the show. Chucky J, I love your socks.
Hi, this is LaPacer. I probably haven't been on in a while because my mom threw away my password and stuff. So yeah, I'm probably never going to be on the same account. But I was just going to explain some stuff from my file share. My first thing, it's on a racetrack on Sandbox. Basically, I was just racing because it's really hard. I fell over a bunch of times. And this one time, I was racing a friend. Just went off a giant ramp, just normal. And I did a front flip when I landed, and landed in a wheelie and kept driving. And I ended it because I fell off, and I didn't want you guys to know that. And, oh yeah, I also made Everyone's Immortal But Me from Marathon. And I made Marathon game types, but I think the only one I have up there right now is Juggernaut. And there's an Easter egg I found, a picture of it. It's on the bomb, and the bomb says, hold on to your butt. I don't know why. So yeah, keep on fragging trucks.
Hey guys, it's FunnyBoy78. Sitting here watching the live stream, and it told me to call the voicemail, so I decided to call the voicemail. And you guys are talking about Macchio, and he said nasty things. And I'm losing my voice right now, and I'm also grounded, and my legs are tired, and some old guy got mad at me there. So that's my tale from the foxhole. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Fuskater87. I'm just calling to say that I'm a freshman. Anyway, my tale from the foxhole. Well, it's not that epic. Actually, it's really sad. Yeah, I haven't played Halo. I haven't had to get any practice in for ever. And I'm really sad. And I need to get an Xbox Live membership so that I could A, find Troy and beat his butt, and B, kick other people's butts. And yeah. So, I know this sounds stupid, but that's all I have to say. Well, this is Figure Skater 87, and I hope that I could host the podcast, or whatever, not host, whatever. Okay, look, I sound stupid, but I'm hoping that I could guest host, there we go, the podcast one day, but you didn't hear that from me. Well, that's it. Later, I guess.
Hey, PodTac, this is Private Church. I'm calling from my hotel in PAX. I just got done playing Firefight a little while ago. It was super awesome. Can't wait to play the whole thing when the game comes out. I got to also try Heretic and Citadel, and Citadel was one of the most amazing close-quarter combat maps that I've ever played in a long time. And Heretic was just beautiful. It looked exactly like Midship, with a few minor details and everything, and touch-ups and stuff. So, this was Private Church from PAX. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey there, Podtacular. It's the Blitzman here. This is my first admission ever. I was just gonna tell you a quick tale from the foxhole, because I was playing Social Big Team Slayer today, and I ended up getting, like, I picked up the sniper rifle on Avalanche, and I was walking over to one of the grab lifts. So I jump on the grab lift, and I see a Hornet coming towards my way, and there's a guy with a rocket launcher on the side, and he was poning everyone down below him, so I jumped up and sniped the guy as they're going through the man cannon, and I ended up getting a triple kill snipe, and it was pretty crazy, man. I checked it on the video and found out that my sniper rifle bullet had actually ricocheted off of one of the little ice caps down below and went into one of the other rooms, like, in the middle of the place, and then it had hit one of the guys that had a low shield. So, yeah. It's my tale from the foxhole. Keep on fragging trucks. Hey, Podtacular, it's the Blitzman again. Just calling in to shout-outs. Shout-outs to Duststorm, G. Lewis, Uzumaki15, and Chucky J. Keep on fragging trucks that don't hold a nice, steamy, delicious slice of G. Lewis's Pwnage Pie. Alright, keep on fragging trucks. Hey, PodTac, it's the Blitzman again. Just wanted to say what's up. Halo 3 ODST is pretty sweet. I playing Firefight just the other day, and I don't know if you saw it, but I posted something on your site, and I was in the Brute Chopper on one of the maps in Firefight, and I was gonna go run over a Brute Chieftain, but he swung his hammer and it sent me flying into the air, and like, I actually ended up running into another brute, and a grunt when I landed on the ground. It was pretty sweet. It was like my first ever like overkill, because that's where I had hit the chieftain. I had ran over another brute. But yeah, I just wanted to call in
Shout outs to Chucky J, Captain Crunk, Little Coot, and the Storm. You guys are awesome. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, Chucky, this is Chickenfoot 089 calling in with a tale from the Turlet from the Leprechaun Land, also known as Ireland. But I'm just coming here about a tale from, Firefight. So I was doing this match, and I think Catch, Tough Luck, and Black Eye were on, and I was the last one standing, and we were on the round with all the drones and stuff, and with Black Eye drones, it's pretty tough to hit them. So I had no stamina, pretty lush, and I was hiding in... Oh, yeah, sorry, I was on Lost Platoon, by the way. And I was inside one of those rooms, and I had a half-charged present pistol and a pistol. So, I actually won, but then our team died because there's no more health packs because somebody stole all of them. So, thanks for putting this on, and I'll probably talk to you guys later. Oh, yeah, and shout-outs to the guys who do the Endeavor podcast. I think it's City and Chow, RB, and Private Church, and Sammer, and I'm not sure who else, but a bunch of Podtacular people, great guys. So, see you later. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Figure Skater 87. Unfortunately, I don't have a tale from the foxhole for this call-in. But this is the first call-in that I've had since I've been ungrounded, and I just want to know how to get more involved with the forum, because I don't know. Last time I went on your website, I got really confused. So if maybe you could give it, like, I don't know, help me out. Yeah. So I'm about to change my gamer tag to, I don't know. I think it's going to be, like, Beautiful Curse or something. Yeah, Beautiful Curse and some, maybe a couple digits behind it. I don't know, but, actually, the 87 isn't really an 87 behind my gamer tag right now. It's actually a bird face if you look at it close enough. So, or at least that's what it looks like when I typed it in on my 360. Well, that's pretty much it. And I'm eating chips right now, so yeah. And I'm really bored, and I'm still painting my room. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that leads us to a good opportunity to remind you to go check out the forums. So you go to our website, click the forums button, and register. So there's a little register link somewhere up at the top. And all you do from there is go into the introduce yourself section and post a thread and introduce yourself. And then look around the rest of the forums in the Halo 3 section, in the show section, you know, in the art section, whatever you're interested in, and make some posts. And we'll get you in there. Don't you worry. So hope to see you all on there. And we're just going to leave it at that.
Okay, well, thanks, Chucky, for the call-ins again, as always. Very nice. I'm sure Ryan would have enjoyed them as much as he did last time.
The epitome of epic that they are.
Yes. We got a few catchphrases rumbling around.
Tales from the fox.
Tales from the foxhole. Speaking of which, is that time right now. Tale from the foxhole. Hell, how? I really messed that up. Tales from the foxhole. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway. You want to take the first one, Greg?
Yeah, well, hold on. Maybe. What the heck did I. There it is. Okay.
What did you do now?
Give me the long one, of course.
I can take it if you want.
No, I got it.
Okay, go for it.
That's what she said. Anyway. That's a good one.
that was bad.
Come on. Scarface _ Spartan writes, Salhom, my friends. May God not be with you.
Shalom.
Why I'm here and I'm posting a non-Halo based tale.
It's shalom.
Shalom, what does that mean?
It's
Is it Arabic?
No. It's Latin?
Okay. Fail. On my end. Somebody just
missed. I don't know.
Anyway, continue. Hold on a second. Somebody just missed me. Okay. His actual submission is for Left 4 Dead. It's okay. So here is my Left 4 Over So Dead submission. So here he was again on dead air with just me and three other guys playing on expert, and it was fun. So after all the tank bashing, witch poning, teammate shooting, we were near the end of the match when all of a sudden my good friend Tupiro Cute, playing as Bill, got knocked down. We all looked back to try to save him when we were all pinned down. Oh, then we were all pinned down. Our unexpected enemy was an army of midget zombies. Yes. SRLSY. Seriously. That was being backed up by one smoker and one hunter. After that match, we all agreed in voice chat to quit the game, face away from the computer, and do a face table. I guess it means face palm. Instead of face palm, it's a face table.
I think, the face goes to the table.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for reading my submission, guys. And G. Lewis, he challenges me to a sandwich making contest. Blasphemous. I will smite thee. I'll smite thee.
Uh-oh.
Keep on fragging purple, folding, bike, riding. Oh, so I guess it means hairy, dumpling, eating, midget zombies that come out of nowhere while Nene is producing fart juice through the anus armor that she is wearing while riding on a warthog that has no insurance, which then gets blown up by me in an amazing sunset with the end. Tally-ho, sayonetta, gluten tag, oh wait, that's hello in German, guten tag.
Guten tag, sayonara.
Sayonara, guten tag. Oh my god, I'm retarded. Appearing randomly on the screen. I don't know how to read other languages.
It's okay.
I know English pretty well. oh, and by the way, G. Lewis, remember, no insurance. K. Thanks, die. Lastly, can I has guest host? If you ask for, you can't has. It's kind of like, what is it? Will we tell people for recon, if you ask for, you can't have it? We will come to you.
Pretty much, yeah. We will, yeah. Just listen in regularly on the live shows, post in the forums, and we will tag you eventually. We're trying to get some other guests on, but we haven't gotten any emails back from any of the big ones that we want, so we're looking.
What are the big ones that Dusty wants, by the way?
Well, I don't know. I think Nathan Fillion would be pretty cool to have on.
Yes, that would be so appealing.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or even one of the other guys.
Yeah, I think we just start emailing and just see what's going on.
Just send a mass email.
Somehow we'll hijack the Bungie server and get everybody's email, and I'll just spam them. We should do that. We should ask Painkiller. Like, you can probably do it.
It's not necessarily something you're supposed to do. That's kind of.
I was kidding.
Borderline.
I was just joking.
Cuckoo. Next one comes from T-Bone110. He writes in, "All right, it's your favorite overpriced steak." T-Bone110.
Nice. Actually, T-Bones are not really overpriced sometimes. Pretty good.
I think he's saying he's overpriced because I guess he's worth $110.
I guess that's
zeros for.
$1.10? That's what I would say.
Or, yeah. That's the original thought, but. I think steaks are more around $2 or something like that. Anyway, I'm going to share my tale from the foxhole this week. with a side of corn. I was playing the Living Dead Double EXP playlist earlier today and got that Ring of Death or whatever it's called on standoff.
That burn, burn, burn. Ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
Anyway, I was doing great on one of the turrets until, boom, someone betrayed me. I spawned next to a zombie and became infected. No offense, but some of you guys out there are jerks. Okay, keep on fragging people that betray stakes for turrets.
It happened to me on Firefight before. I think it was Brent that did that. He shot me whilst on the turn. I think you were playing with me, Dustin.
Was I?
What? He's like, what? Was it? And then he grabbed the turret and started killing people. He's like, what? I didn't do nothing. Anyway.
Nice.
Burn, burn, burn.
A ring of fire.
I like that voice. Like,
you gotta get the deep voice.
Next we have Epimetheus12. I guess I said that right.
That's Epimetheus, I guess.
Epimetheus12. Epimetheus. It's actually my friend from that lives in my same city. He writes, "Hey, what's up, PodTech? Today I was playing a game of Social Big Team on the Sandbox Wastelands map and got a plus 40 KD spread. Way to go,
wow.
Jason. 96 kills and 26 deaths. In this game, I recorded
You want to read that again?
What did that do? What?
96 deaths and 26 kills.
Oh, my bad. Backwards. Fail boat. 96 Ow. Kills, 26 deaths. Oh, my God.
No, that's 60, still wrong.
69 kills and 29 deaths.
There you go.
That's why you guys listen.
There you go.
In this game, I recorded 12 double kills and 6 triple kills, along with various... No kill tax for PodTech. Various other medals. I will try and upload it to my file share so you can see firsthand the devastation I caused. Keep on fragging trucks, and I'll hit y'all up later. Peace. Thanks, man. That's a... Plus 40 is a daunting task.
That, other than the fail by Greg.
My God.
Yeah, that I was trying to figure out how you managed to read it that way.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
I just can't read, I guess.
Are you not edumacated?
No, I'm not. I live in Georgia. We don't have education here.
You live in Georgia. Okay, next one comes from Joshua Kramer. He writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, this is my first post for the podcast, and for the record, this is by far my favorite podcast that I am listening to."
No, thank you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Appreciate it, Josh.
I look forward to listening in each week on the new episode. For my first submission, I wanted not to make any grammar errors.
He wrote, "I wanted to not make." You said "not to make." He wrote "to not make."
Yeah, there's your first one.
No, he wrote "to not make."
Is that grammatically correct?
He wrote "to not make." I wanted to not make.
I wanted not to make.
Okay, whatever. Oh, okay.
That was a little iffy.
I thought you read it the right way. Okay, I see what you said. I thought you read it not to. But he wrote it wrong.
I wanted to not make. I guess that's.
He wrote it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you read it the correct way. But
I don't think I did. But
you were close, Josh.
Good effort. Good effort. If you don't make any more grammar mistakes, we'll let that one by. Like many others have.
Should
have
wrote, "I didn't want to make any grammar errors." That's what you need to write. Or, "I did not want to make any grammar errors." However. If you ever need any grammar suggestions, just email Duststorm at duststorm@podtackle.com.
Yeah, it's because I'm so great at grammar.
Yeah. He's a computer science major, by the way.
Just use Word. Word will catch most of it.
Or Gmail.
Gmail doesn't do grammar.
It doesn't? Oh, yeah.
That's spelling. Anyway, moving on. He also... Okay, I'm picking up where he left off. And also give... an awesome tale from the foxhole.
Fox.
By the way, the Tales from the Foxhole segment of the show is my favorite.
Nice.
Well, I was with one of my buddies playing a squad battle match on High Ground. The score was 100, was 200, and when the game ended, I had 41 kills and 19 deaths for a 22-plus kill-death spread.
Jeez.
I also had one overkill in the game. One player on the red team saw the rockets and ran past them while I was behind him. I picked them up, and not even 1 second after I shot directly to my left, I watched the screen as the triple kill medal appeared, and also another red member came up in a ghost. Shot the last rocket in the clip and saw the overkill medal along with the exploding ghost on my screen.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for reading my submission. If you get to read this on the podcast, and keep up, keep fragging those little nooblet trucks who challenge you to a 1v1 and leave the game after killing them twice with two no scopes.
Exactly.
Because that's what happened to me. P.S. Good luck on the 200th episode. I can't wait. Wow, that's an old one. That's a really old one.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it, though. Next up, we got Casey Mauling Death. And he writes, "Hey, guys. It's Casey Mauling Death kicking Koki X. Koki, I'm guessing Kosi, whatever. Again, from another tale from the foxhole. First off, I want everyone to know that the reason for the Casey part of my gamer tag is because it is an ode to my old gamer tag, kicking Kosi X. Is that Kosi? C-O-C-C-Y. Costco, which was banned because Microsoft thought kicking was a bad word. Really?
Wow. That's wow. Stupid.
Maybe I think they must have thought COCC meant for something else. Like well, anyway. Yeah.
I said it.
Well, anyway, my tale is from my very first game of Halo 3. Well, you remember. My friend and I decided to play some.
I remember.
Double, I don't remember. After searching for the game, we end up in a 2v2 shoddy snipers and construct. This is my first game. I'm unaware of my surroundings. When the game starts, I look all around me to see what I am dealing with until I see a shot from a sniper rifle going towards my teammate. So I pull out my sniper and boom, with my first pull of the trigger, you got a headshot. That's what happens. That's what happens.
Yep.
Sometimes people just get lucky.
Yeah.
As the game progresses, I get confused by the red dot on my radar, not realizing that there is more than one level to this map. Eventually, with my shotgun, I get a double kill for my killing spree. At one point in the game, I asked my teammate what the purple beams of light did. Didn't it take long for me to figure out? Once I shot a guy dead and his limp body went up the lid. Well, I guess you really had never played a Halo before.
I guess not.
No, you had not. As the game progressed, again, what time are you going to write that? As the game progressed, he got another double kill for a killing frenzy, this time with my sniper. Oh, good job. So this is a good sniper. It's good. The killing frenzy is soon followed by a sniper spree after another headshot with 7 kills from the win. So there's 7 kills away from 30. I get another double kill for my running riot. A little less than 20 seconds later, my double was followed up by another double kill. Another newbie moment happens in the game when you can see me try to shoot my enemy in the lobby through the glass. Oh. After realizing that he was protected, I decided to charge in. I end up killing one enemy to make the game 24-2. Jeez. My teammate and I began chasing the last guy towards sniper spawn. I pull a shot off right into his back and switch my shotgun to finish him off. But before I can finish him, my teammate takes a kill. Oh, darn it. Robbing me of my rampage. His first game, he would have got a rampage. Once the game ended, I realized I got this strange black and silver hexagon-shaped medal with the words perfection underneath.
Wow.
Despite missing out on my rampage, I was still excited to get at perfection on my very first game. I had a video in my file share with the name Perfection. If anyone would like to check it out, keep on. Fragan G. Lewis for skipping my first tale from the foxhole, and Dust Storm for skipping my second tale.
What?
which causes the taser in their pockets to fly into an old lady crossing the street. Ooh, that's mean. Epitaph is an amazing map, no matter what Dusty says. Dusty's PS.
Each person is entitled to their own opinion.
You got a perfectionist first map. Oh,
that's pretty
impressive.
Yeah.
I think I went negative something. I'm pretty sure it was negative, at least.
Really? You being negative?
Yeah. I mean, it's my first match, man.
My first match was Lone Wolves on Snowbound, and I finished first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had 25, and the next closest person to me was 17.
We're talking about Halo 3, or we're talking about Halo?
Halo 3.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't really remember. I know my first Halo match, I know I lost, but Halo 3, I don't I know the night I got it, I didn't play multiplayer for like 2 weeks. Because I beat the game like 4 times or something. I don't remember how many times I beat it, but I like the campaign, so.
Yeah, the campaigns are nice.
Got my friggin' hands. Okay.
Okay. Next one comes from Caboose.
Caboosey.
Caboose. He writes in, "Hey, Patek, it's Caboose with a tale from the foxhole. One day, my friend Clown Killer 747 were playing on Last Resort. We foraged, and it was filled with fusion coils in the middle area where the giant fan and the building are. In the middle of the fusion coils was like 5 crates stacked up and where you respawned. I was standing where the splazer is on the normal map and shot at the coils, thus hitting my friend, but the crates flew up and splattered me, which was, as my friend said, epic fail."
What the hell was he trying to write? What in the world?
He doesn't use any punctuation.
He wrote respawned as R-E-S-P-O-N-D. Did he mean R-E-S-P-A-W-N-E-D?
Yes, that's what he meant. Is this an appropriate place to do fail? Boat. Because I'm putting it anyway.
That was so funny. Sorry, that was too funny.
Yeah, use punctuation. It helps.
Or just, I was trying to figure out what the heck you meant and where you respawned. I was like, what are you responding to?
This is 494. Come in, please.
GC14, coming in for order, sir.
He says, "P.S. Keep on fragging. Real talk for no having an area where you can submit stuff to the show. Also, I got a new computer, so I'll be back. Duststorm will know."
Dusty, you'll know.
Okay. G. Lewis says,
"One taste the burger."
No, it's one taste. Yeah, he didn't spell that.
Tossity burger.
Tossity burger. So bad. People on Podtech don't know how to spell.
Oh my god. This makes me fear for the people who are going to be after me.
Jesus. I know.
I don't know.
It's like we pass this down to the generations. Back in the days of Podtacular, when there were G-Lewis and Dusty on the show, my spelling was horrible.
Horrible, I tell you.
You have to guard your eyes out just not to be affected by no punctuation and bad grammar.
It happens. I can see you when you get older. You look like the guy from Up. I can see it.
Me?
Yes. Next guy we got right in is Leo, and he writes, "Hey guys, what's up? It's Fluffy Lion." I pause for a reason. I've been a long time listener, and this is his first time submitter. Anyway, to my tale. I was playing Slayer with my friends, and he was winning. So with your friends, and he was winning. He modded the game, so we spawned in 1 second. I found him in a corner hiding in his spawn. I splazered him, and the blast was so long it got me a one-person double kill. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. I've never done that, but that's pretty cool. I can see how. 1 second. Shout-outs to Captain America, who's listening right now.
No, that's playing it.
Yeah, I'm playing it, sorry. Samman227. Oh, boy. Deceitful Fire, keep on why do people spell Fraggin wrong? Fraggin, no. Uber League Poner because he Uber League Pones. Nice.
You didn't even spell that right.
Pete E-W-N.
That's how he spells
it. Yeah, I guess he just wanted to spell boner with a P. That's how you spell it.
There are women that listen to the show.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how would that offend him? How is that offensive? He spelled P-O-N-E-R. I'm just trying to say it. I'm trying to give an example to people.
Fair enough. Next submission comes from Jake Hicks. He writes in, "Hey, Podtech, this is my first admission to the show. I didn't know we admitted people to the show."
So you had to pay? How much was it? I didn't know what Dusty's charging people, because I'm not getting my cut.
$10,000!
10,000 XP.
5 level 50 accounts.
Mm-hmm. Sell them on theperfectlevel.com.
Yeah. My gamer tag is LulzHicks3255. I have a Tales from the Fox. Wow.
Fox.
Hole, as in
the
whole
foxy hole.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. The fox hole. Fox, not the fox
hole. Not the fox hole, but the fox hole.
Whole wheat bread.
Whole wheat fox.
That's how he spelled it. I'm
I know. So I guess it's whole. Because in its tails. From the fox, so I guess he had a whole fox, and he got tails from the fox.
That's what happens.
Not just one tail, but many tails.
Yes, all of holes of them, hordes of them.
Okay, so I was with my good friend in the sword room on the pit. He had a machine gun turret, and I had my trusty sniper, Snipes 3K. Whatever 3K means. We saw a whole squad, used correctly, of people on our radar. They rushed in. My buddy killed two of them, then got sorted. Yes, that's sorted. Two EDs. They all came after me. I blind-fired and got a no-scope. I moved to the left and blind-fired again. Two no-scoped with one.
Nice.
Damaged another. So I have a triple kill so far. I go to beat down the guy that got hurt from the shot. Overkill. The only guy left was a sword guy. He rushed towards me. I zoomed a little. Bam! Kill tack for podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
That's good.
That's what's up.
Despite the grammar and spelling mistakes that made up for it a little bit. I would like to make the shout out to Distortion Ultra Soulbro 07 and the one and only G Lewis. Keep on fragging trucks. P.S. Could you guys add me as a friend? That would be awesome. And maybe the Pro Clan too. See ya. Well, my friends list is full. I keep on deleting stuff and people keep adding me. So mine's just kind of a never-ending line, if you mean.
I just don't accept people anymore. I just say no.
Well, I'll accept and then a couple weeks later, if I haven't played with them at all, I'll...
Sound like you just said I only accept men.
No. Nope.
Anywho, Sergeant 09 Bagel. Hey, Podtackler, Sergeant 09 Bagel here, giving you a tale, or a foxhole of tales. Okay, I read that backwards. A foxhole of tales. I was playing on the Storm when I got to the part when I was supposed to take out the anti-air cannon near the end of the level. This does not make sense. When I was walking along the wide outside hallways to get to it, I saw that the Arbiter was trapped behind a box. He then meleeed the box, and it flew up 200 feet. I've seen it happen a lot. I didn't really care to think about it, only thinking that there was just a little funny glitch, but when I walked forward, the box came down and splattered me.
Nice. Too-
I had to start back to That's where great. I had to kill the invincible brutes. That sucks. That was probably the funniest thing that ever happened to me. You should so cap that if you can. I laughed so hard I fell out of my chair, hitting my head on the floor. So he got hit by the box and he got hit on the floor. I still have the bump. Anyway, please post this on your next Tales from the Foxhole show. And we have. And finally, keep on fragging jokes on Xbox Live that kill you and hump your body even though they're behind my 20 kills. Peace out.
Yeah, that was...
I wonder what the hell peace out came out as like a term to say goodbye.
Was that the 70s?
I don't know, I wasn't alive.
I wasn't either.
Mm.
So.
Mm. Not sure.
Hmm.
Not sure.
Cool. Next one comes from Justin. He writes in, Dear Podtech, hey guys, it's Zombie Hunter JW.
Zombie Hunter.
I want to eat your brains. And this is my first time writing. Also, I have something to show you that I achieved in Team Slayer matchmaking. This takes place in Orbital. Here is what happened. I am walking down the staircase, and a few members of the opposing team are down at the bottom, deploy two bubble shields. I run down to them, get in a bubble shield, and throw a sticky grenade at one of the players and stick them. Then, unknowingly, the others some into the bubble shield, killing all five of them at once, also causing an extermination.
Extermination.
Thank you for reading my submission, and the video is in my file shared called Grenade Miracle.
It was.
And also, like... Dusty, I sent you a friend invite. Don't remember seeing anyone by that name, so my friends list must have been full when you did that. Send one again whenever you can, and I will accept it.
Throw it away. Due diligence.
No.
I'm kidding.
I'm not that kind of a person.
Oh.
Keep on fragging noobs that veto every game that is not Slayer and the midgets that break into Duststorm's house at night and steal his watches while Chuck Norris punches the midgets.
Hey. They go flying 200 feet in the air and they land on your head. It sucks.
And where Fumo runs over the midgets with his folding bike. That's what happens.
Like Fumo and Chuck Norris are like a tandem. They like tag team midgets all day. It's what they do all day. They wake up in the morning. Fumo hops on his bike. Chuck Norris hops on his cloud, and then they go.
Chuck Norris had a cloud.
That's how he gets around, man. How you think he gets? Like, if you call his name, he'll be here in like 2 seconds. If you really need help.
I thought he just had enough magical power to fly.
Oh, he did?
I thought so.
It's an invisible cloud. Trust me, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just go to Bermuda and they just fight all the midges. They do it every day. That's what they do for fun.
I mean, that's mean.
That's what they do. DJ 12 King writes in, Hey everybody, it's DJ 12 King here for a tale from the foxhole. He was playing a Halo 1 map on Halo 1 Comet Evolved. I forgot the name. It has two sides to it and portals that transport you to the other side. It's Beaver Creek. It was Rocket's CTF. A guy got blown up and the flag he was carrying flew across to the other side where I was standing right over the flag. Drop, I move 2 feet, and boom, I got a point. Yeah, that's happened before. Our team won 5-4, and I got first place for about 3 minutes and second for like 8. So keep on fragging Asian prostitute midgets. Oh, boy, that's disgusting.
Wow.
P.S., this is his first submission.
No.
I mean, it might have been the first one we read.
No. He's had other submissions we've read.
Might have been the first one we read. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe the first one that he submitted to us, because...
Maybe.
A lot of these seem like they were from a long time ago.
Yeah, since we haven't had a Tales show since before, the last one we actually had was with Ryan, I think.
Yep.
So.
It's like 190-something, like 180-something?
196, 197?
It's like 192, wasn't it?
I don't know. Someone got me on the forums for not knowing which episode it was.
Yeah.
I just remember I wasn't there.
Hmm.
And I missed out. Yeah, okay, it wasn't 190. It was 192 and 193.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think it was one of the early ones. Yeah. It's been a while. So. Thank you for writing in, buddy. The next one we get the longest submission of the entire show, which goes to Duststorm.
There's some other longer ones down here.
Oh, no, this is the longest one. Trust me, I've looked at them all. It's okay. The only one that takes up my entire screen.
Well, there are there's lots of spaces in this one.
Yeah. But
anyway, we will see.
We shall see. I don't know. Fungus Oz is pretty long, too. This is just one big, just not different paragraphs.
Okay. Well, the next one comes from Dragon635. He writes in, Hey, Potegular, it's Dragon635 with a submission to the Calling Tales into the Foxhole. This tale will be about a game I had a long time ago. I was messing around with some friends on the playlist Team Slayer. Eventually, we were facing a clan with a clan tag, lowercase u, capital M, on the pit. There was another letter in the clan tag, but I don't remember what it was. The gaming tags were these. UM Bomb, UM Sniper, UM Leader, and UM Karma. Kama. I believe Kama stands for Kamikaze. We start the game, and Bomb rushes the rockets, Sniper rushes snipers, Leader rushes camo, and Kama rushes shotgun. Mm. Me and my friends didn't think it was weird because that was actually a pretty rushing plan on the pit.
Yeah.
That was actually a pretty rushing plan.
Pretty good or pretty normal, I guess.
I guess pretty, he finds it.
It was cute.
Aw, the rushing was so pretty. It was just when he so goes cute. Up and picks up that shotgun, aw.
Oh. Somebody take a picture, look at him. Aw, crikey.
Just the way he grabs the handle.
Okay, that's too weird. Just keep going.
Moving along. In the first 5 minutes in the game, we noticed the deal. Bomb spam grenades and used rockets. Sniper just sits up at sniper tower with a sniper. Leader took all the power-ups and used a BR, and Kama just rushes at us with shotgun or sword. The gamer tags lined up exactly at what happens they used. At what weapons they used. That was one of the funniest games I ever had. Well, that's all the tales I had. Keep on burning bicycles while Stall Me Please steals Dusty's Rolex. I don't have a Rolex. And accidentally drops it into the toilet. He reaches for it, but then Chickenfoot sits down on the toilet and sprays fart juice all over Dusty's watch, disintegrating both Dusty's watch and Stall Me Please's hand. But then Dusty's Rolex comes back from the dead and mistakes G. Lewis for Duststorm and tells him that his watch has been stolen. Then G. Lewis goes crazy, taking out his sniper and shoots everyone. Then Chuck.
That's what I do.
Then Chuck Norris descends from the sky and then gives G. Lewis a kick in the groin.
Ow!
So how was that kick in the groin?
See? He descends from the sky on his cloud.
Okay.
See?
Okay. You're right. You're mm-hmm. right. This is Dragon635 signing out.
I told you. You didn't believe me.
And speaking of Chickenfoot, look who this next submission is.
Not Chickenfoot. Look at that. 086. It's the same person. I don't get it. Hey, PodTech. Chicky here with awesome news. First on Twitter, I saw that you guys are being followed on Twitter. I don't know how we'd be followed on Twitter by something. By Halo Waypoint. Also, I got Twitter. Nice. His name is Chickenfoot089. And this is his tale. I was on an owning spree on Sandtrap Heavy with an Invincible with a Gaussaug. And 2 days before, I got an extermination with Run Rock and all rats. That's hard. I've done that too. I have my file share. Anyway, keep on fragging truck-tacular.
Very, very nice. Next one comes from Zombie Guy, number 5.
Number 5.
Numero 5. I don't know how to say that in zombie speak, so if I did, I would, but I don't. He says, hey, Potacular, it's me, Zombie Guy 5, and I have a weird tale of CTF on Narrows. Basically, I was playing CTF, and there was about 5-minute battle before someone on any team got the flag. Eventually, someone from my team got the flag, and we rejoiced because we finally had the enemy flag. Unfortunately, he was dumb and hid in the corner where no one from the enemy team could see him, so we started yelling at him for about 2.5 minutes until I finally went up and betrayed him. Afterwards, I got the flag and began to run towards R. That's improperly spelled.
You are wrong.
But then came back and started swearing at me and headshot me with a sniper. Unfortunately, for some reason, it didn't kill me, didn't let me boot him. So, R, again, used. Whole team was pissed at him for some reason. We all went to him and threw a frag at him. He died and booted two of us, but then he betrayed us again and we could boot him.
Nice.
And we eventually did win the game, but for 2 weeks we had constant messages from him telling us we suck, blank. You, and so on. Oh, and I would like to give a shout-out to Fungus Oz, Shining Phoenix 4, and Anime Phoenix.
I think it's A Mini Phoenix.
A Mini Phoenix. Okay.
Yeah.
KS. Keep on fragging frags that frag noobs who don't know how to play Capture the Flag and Ice Cream Men who do not run over fat kids with their vans. Okay, that's a little mean.
That's what happens. Yeah. It's what happens when there are zombies. Or I don't know. Bolty117 is up next. He writes, howdy, partners. Me and my friend were playing on Social Air, and our three teammates quit. That sucks. So it was us versus their five on Last Resort. We lost, but only by one kill. Oh, dang. The same thing happened again later on. On what? But one of their players quit, so it was two versus four, and we won by four kills. Nice. Keep on fragging trucks. I was on the Bungie website, and I saw a picture of some dude, and below it says certified pro player. What's a pro player? Oh, boy. And what is MLG all about? Don't hurt me. I'm British. Okay. So you have permission. It's okay. And we are not huge gaming people, I guess. You're not huge gaming people, but you are huge people. Well, some of us are, but not as many of us. MLG is Major League Gaming. Professional gaming, kind of like your soccer leagues. Rankings are actually pretty similar to your football leagues.
The pro player on
PlayStation was actually Shishka that you were looking at. So that was, he was not actually certified pro. But, I mean, he's certified in my book, so I guess that's close enough.
Yeah. So, next one comes from the Failboat Driver, Mr. Funny Boy himself. He says, what's up? I am entering with a tale from the foxhole. Actually, three. First up, I was playing Halo 2 campaign, and I threw a plasma grenade at an elite, and it went through his legs. I was bummed that was the last grenade I had, and there weren't any I could easily get to. But I stuck him somehow. I think it bounced off a wall and stuck him in the rear end. I felt better about myself, and it was hilarious. Second, I was at my friend's house playing Halo 3. We had three people, but only two controllers. Bummer. My friend had an idea. I wonder if the rock band... Oh, great. I wonder if the rock band guitar would work. We hooked it up and it worked. We figured out the controls during an online battle. You can spin around, look up, down, throw grenades, reload, all that good stuff except move or shoot. It was epic.
Epically boring.
Didn't Podtacular have a little group that just went in and did Guitar Hero controllers for a game or something and just went crazy with it?
Oh, I didn't know about
that. Maybe
that
was something else.
That would not be on Halo.
Maybe it was a different group of people. But yeah. Third up, you know the game type Duck Hunt? One of my friends created a variant where the guy in the cage has a sniper and everyone else has pistols. When I was in the cage, not only not good with zombie terms, but I think I was the zombie and I saw the gamer tag. I no-scoped him from half the map on a tiny TV screen. Sorry for the long entry. Please don't mock anything I've screwed up on, and shout outs to the hostess with the mostest, Duststorm. We're Monkey XX Kaizen XX Eternal Eldest and High Guy 97. Keep frucking trags. Wow.
Wow.
That's borderline, but okay. that get beast like whales trying to get away from the ocean of fruit juice that is produced from the nubs camping.
Nubs.
Interesting.
You actually have the you also have the Fungus Oz long one too. I got all the short ones now. I like this. Anywho, next we got Shining Phoenix 4, who got a few shout outs today. Must be a popular guy. Hey guys, once again, your shiny messenger bird is back to share his tales from the foxhole with everyone. My one and only shout out is to all Podtacular listeners because you guys are all cool. I would agree. He's in a good mood, if you couldn't tell. My tale started in a galaxy far, far away in a game called Team SWAT. I was playing by myself.
SWAT!
Oh, so what? Once in the lobby, I had three teammates and four enemy opponents. Veto. I shouted because I didn't want to play Construct. Cold Storage then came up, and I personally love Cold Storage for a
So what?
Game started, and bam, my three teammates all quit, making it 4-1. But the enemy didn't realize that they were versing the Shining Phoenix. He quickly picked up sticky grenades and threw both through the doorways that always come through at the start. Bam, triple kill. Quick 45-degree turn. Bang, bang, overkill, extermination. Best start ever, lols. It didn't finish there. I grabbed more grenades and went hunting. After about 30 seconds of looking, I saw them on my radar. I crouched and walked around the corner, pegged a grenade at one, and shot the other double kill. Sticky kill, killing spree, and then found, and then from behind, my killing spree ended. No big deal. I'm winning 6-2-1. Raffle, LMAO. IR is having the epic lols already, and this game has only been going for like 2 minutes. Lol. That was the best part. In the end, I won 38-13 over after the time ran out. Medals I had were killing spree times two, a killing frenzy, 5 double kills, 2 triples, an overkill, extermination, but no kill tags. Sneaky kills, 3 sticks, 4 beatdowns. The video of the whole game is my final share. OSOZ for the long tail. Sorry, I guess you meant Soz.
S-R-what?
I don't know.
I guess.
Got me. For the long tail, but I was bored. Go Aussie, I'm Australian, so keep on fragging teammates who betray you at the start of each griffball round because they piss me off. 5G, you red shiny Phoenix's tail from the Fox Roll. Yay. Achievement unlocked.
Yay.
Yes. I do it. I do it, do it, do it.
Very, very nice.
Doing it. Do
it. So you got the achievements this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one comes from Fungus Oz. He writes in, "Hey Puttek, this is Fungus Oz with another tale from the damp mushroom hole. My first tale was when I was playing with my XX Death Above Us in 7-on-7. I had the splazer and saw two guys lining up. I yelled at the top of my lungs, I am firing my laser.
I'm a firing my splazers.
I'm charging my laser. The alien death ray firing out of my shoulder-mounted contraption. Actually, it's not alien, it's human. But anyway, did not give me a 2-for-1 laser. Nose! My plans were thwarted as death jumped in front of me as I fired, giving me 1 kill and 1 betrayal. Even worse, I survived the battle and died by accidentally jumping off the edge, as it was a skybox map. Suicide, betrayal, and 25-second respawn. Sad face. My second tale is from ODST, me, Cyan117, Rice Snack Roz, and some other guy were trying to get deja vu. A series of funny things happened, all of which were the opposite from funny when they happened. We were in a small underground place where you can get your 4 mongoose or mongooses if you live anywhere around the north of the Americas.
It's mongooses.
Actually, it's either way. I looked
at it. Yes, it's mongooses, I think.
Well, I mean, you can say it either way. It means the same.
They did it on purpose, didn't they? I know they did.
And 999 ammo bloop tubes spankers. Bloop tubes? I haven't heard them called that before. Anyway, I rocketed the Banshee from about 300 feet away and pulled my focus on another Banshee. But the first Banshee's omen was cursed. It was too late when I realized the wreckage flying towards us. I only managed to yell, "Meh," because I'm a cow. As the Banshee carcass smashed into our ranks, killing 2 people, that was the best one. But there are many times when we would explode ourselves or each other and hurling abuse, blaming it on everyone except ourselves. Good times.
Mm-mm.
That's all for me, so keep on fragging trucks filled with wholesale fart juice with a pH of 1 so that the juice goes flying everywhere and melts everyone's faces.
This also, is a long
one. Also, people are having a brutal Indian Jones-style face melting. Chuck Norris and Nene jump into the fray and pwn everyone that moves, including fluffy white rabbits and baby seals. Carmen assures that Nene and Chuck
get into a fight. Chuck's only fight that lasted more than a second. They fight Super Smash Brothers style on Pokemon Stadium with Q-Lewis and Squirrel watching, trading holographic Pokemon cards.
I had Charizard. Who wants Charizard? Let me know.
As Nay and Chuck roundhouse kick each other and explode each other's heads, getting blood all over G-Lewis's ultra super rare 1 quadrillion point shiny Rayquaza, all hell breaks loose. I have tons of those cards I need to sell on eBay.
I know.
G-Lewis goes back to the court, owns KG
110-2.
And then goes catatonic and stays in his room eating Hot Pockets and playing Screamo so loud he goes deaf in a couple of days. He's later found to have died of starvation because he locked his door and was trapped in his room with no food because Macchio has stolen his nom noms. And that, my friend, is at the end of chapter 1 of 100 of the prologue of my novel. Thank
so
you.
I died in the first part. Oh my god, I died? I died in the first part.
Wow.
What? This is a jip. Well, you know, somebody talking about agent.
You have an agent?
Yes.
Ah. No,
I mean, I do somewhere. I don't know where he's at.
Nice.
Then we get another one from Chickenfoot again.
Yeah, we have a couple more since these were so long ago.
You want to skip them or just keep reading them?
We can.
So this was from ODST, so it's different.
Let's go read. Go ahead and read them, cause.
Then we got another one from Chickenfoot 089. He goes, "Yo, Podtacular, the footer toilet tier here with some stories from ODST." This game is amazing. Just let you guys know. Firefight is epic. This game is amazing. Firefight is epic. Dusty sucks with a sniper. Thanks. Someone call the fail boat. Anyway.
Okay.
My favorite memory of that is on Alpha Site while getting the Vidmasters. We were doing well, and on the last round and wave, we were fighting chieftains and fuel rod cannoners. And we ran out of lives. That happened to me too. Myself, my other teammates were surviving, but he got smacked in the face by a hammer. The chieftain started chasing me and whacked me right after I jumped in the air and didn't die. I plasma charged him and changed to my fat, half full automag. I was a 1 centimeter health and I took him down. Hero medal, grunt, bonus round lives. Keep on fragging jackal snipers and Mombasa. So he got the bonus lives? There's no.
Yeah, you get bonus lives after every round.
There's no chieftains on the grunt bonus round?
All the bonus rounds aren't necessarily grunts.
Yeah, I got good news. Brent has signed on.
Oh boy.
I'm just saying.
We're almost done, though.
I mean, if you can, you don't have to. If you want to invite him, you can.
I mean, if you want to try, go for it.
Schwastikas.
Schwatguns. Schwat.
Schwat.
Schwat. By the way, you have a question pending on the live stream.
Keep on fragging jackal snipers and Mombasa. I do. What is it? G. Lewis, if you were stranded on a desert island and you had to pick 3 people to come with, but they all had to speak different languages, what 3 language people would you bring? English, English, and British.
Very nice.
Those Very nice. 3 count.
I like the way you think.
Yes.
Next one comes from IJLK147. Hey guys. It's IJLK147 here, and I have a tale from the foxhole.
Foxhole.
I was playing with my friend, and I threw a sticky grenade at a guy, and T disappeared when out of nowhere it appeared on a guy in front of me, and just like that, it disappeared again. Shoutouts to Duststorm, Glowis, Stalmeetlees, and
I'm glowing.
All the other guest hosts. Keep on friggin' Nava loving noobs who hate infection that spew fart juice on their controller, then cry the whole game.
Oh, I would cry too if I did that. I don't see me doing that anytime soon, but if I did, I'd cry. Oh shit, it's 8:30. Is there any way that
almost done.
I gotta go. pretty
soon. Yeah, five more.
Wakashi.
Kashi.
Right. Wakashi wrote, earlier this week, I was in a game of Team SWAT on Citadel. The game put us in a 3v3 match. It was me and two people I partied up with against another party who we were all playing as elites. Stupid dinos. When the game started, neither of my teammates moved at all, and then a second later, they quit. What happened? Whoop-dee-doo for me. On one hand, I knew that my chances of finding the other team first was convenient for me, but dinosaurs are so stupid that they will still be running at you even if they're being shot 80 times in the head. Stupid dinosaurs, like you said. So it still sucks to be me at the moment. As the game went on, my strategy was to ambush them by hiding between the pillars at top mid and waiting for the enemy to walk up one of the ramps. It worked out a few times, but sometimes I got jumped by the whole team. And of course, it isn't always easy to shoot someone's brains out when they ain't got one. Stupid dinos. In the last 30 seconds of the game, after I had been teabagged countless of times, not to mention by stupid squid heads. Come here, split lip. I was exponentially flipped off.
Oh, wow.
He was peeved. So I took my final stand by charging at them. But then I died again and only killed one of them, making me still 2 points behind.
Aww.
Then they started having their victory dance inside a bubble shield. When I spawned back in the last 50 seconds, I charged them again. They noticed me as soon as I noticed them, but their mistake was that they ran at me from the electrical igloo one at a time. I shot all three of them out of their three shots. I'd put the dinos to distinction with a triple kill, something in Japanese, and won the game by 1 point.
Wow.
Good job.
Very nice.
That was the epitome of epic.
Epitome of epic.
Epic.
We need a soundbite for that. We seriously need a soundbite for that.
We should do it.
Yeah. Obsidian Chow writes in, hey guys, I haven't submitted in a while, so I thought I'd tell an epic tale.
An epic tale. Everyone gather round
for
the epic tale.
So I'm playing this Slayer game, and I have a sniper. I slowly lifted the gun, zoomed, aim, and got shot through the face. Over and over and over and bleeping over. Did I mention I hate team snipers? Anyway, shout-outs to G. Lewis, Ryan, 14, even though he hasn't released a podcast in forever. Arbitration, Private Church, Captain Planet, Samers, 600, Slayer Stuv, Domaku, Chickenfoot, Moose, 0030, XZ Nero, Giphy Boy, Antoine, Slider Cleo, Painkiller 05, Uzumaki, and Amplified Silence. Man, that was a lot of people.
Yes, it was.
Keep on fragging that Australian guy who couldn't record the Endeavor with me because he had extra life. So, in a way, keep on fragging cancer because without cancer, they did me no extra life. And Arby, who have been able to record.
Aww.
Which reminds me, G, can you record on the 7th? Which is the past the 7th.
Yes, we're recording on the 9th. This so, yeah, I can be there.
This is the only chow made out of solid stone. Okie dokie.
Signing out. Next, we got another one from the Big Gooba Fish.
Big Gooba Fish.
Gooba Gooba. Hey, Podtackler, it's the Big Gooba Fish with his tail from the foxhole. I was playing Lone Wolves and Guardian. I picked up a hammer and a plasma rifle and went up the grav lift. I quickly got rid of one guy with my plasma rifle and turned to the other, pulling out my hammer, and was all like, oh, hammer time.
Hammer time. Da-na-na-na.
Da-na. I hit him, and he obviously died, of course. I kept walking, and suddenly my double kill turned to a triple kill. It turns out that I hammered the guy. There was a close guy behind him. Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, boy. I have no idea what I'm trying to say. The would-be ninja flew out the door. I'm guessing what he meant to say. The would-be ninja flew out the door and off the edge of the map, giving me the kill. Nice. I have the film saved, and it will be on my file share soon. Keep on fragging trucks. And remember, don't go swimming in the high ground ocean. You might be attacked by a big gooba fish.
Big gooba fish.
Gooba, gooba,
gooba. Gooba, gooba, gooba.
Ooga taka, ooga, ooga, ooga taka. Gooba fish. Gooba, gooba, gooba fish.
Nice. Very, very nice.
He can't stop that. Gooba, gooba, gooba fish.
Pika, pika, Pikachu.
Okay. T-Bird 007 writes in again.
Again.
Hey, Patek, I hope you are all doing well except for Ryan. I have a reason for that last statement. I was banned from Real Talk after my very first post.
What did he write?
All I did was recommend a website that I liked and was banned within 5 minutes. That sucks.
What website was it?
Real Talk?
No.
Oh, what? Yeah. The link? I don't know. Anyways, that was one of my two tales. My second one is I was playing Team Mythic and I got paired up with these MLG wannabes.
Oh, you got paired up with Amplified and Dusty? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm definitely not an MLG wannabe.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
They were calling out their codes and trash-talking me, not for being as awesome as them.
Nice.
Well, first thing I said was that, first of all, I had the MVP award with that game with 27 kills. What sucked was I got matched with them again, and still on Capture the Flag, I was MVP with most captured and kills. All three of them put me on their avoid list, and I have not seen them in a while.
That's good.
If I think about it, I was actually, it was on my friend's account, so I did them a big favor when I avoided them too.
Good job, good job, good job.
I should be getting G-Box live soon. Okay. Note, the G-Box is like Xbox, but more epic. Fair enough. Keep on fragging trucks. Oh, by the way, I have already copyrighted this saying, and only me and G Lewis have permission to say it. That's epitome. Not how you spell epitome.
But he knows. I mean, of you know epitome. What you know what he's trying
to. Sounds better than epitome of epic.
How do you say this guy's name again?
Wakashi.
Okay, Wakashi, what's up,
man? He's in the chat.
Wakashi, what's up?
Probably.
Wakashi, what up, thup? I know what I said about last time, but the mythical Gears of Time paradox wouldn't allow me to change the future from saying that original yet failed greeting to Patek. Anyway, here's my foxy tail. I like that. It was in a game of big
foxy tail.
Big team Nutribomb. On Avalanche, I went straight for the teleporter, picked up the rockets, and then went off to the main cannon. As my team cleared out the area by the Spartan laser and moved up toward the bomb spawn, then I saw an enemy standing by their rocket spawn and next to a mongoose. I aimed carefully toward the mongoose and fired a rocket. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, an enemy hornet flies from around the corner and bam! Smacked out of itself. For a second, I was in complete silence, amplified silence, that is, while my brain was trying to register what happened. And then a second later, I burst out laughing. That's all, folks. Bugs Bunny style.
Pig.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's all, folks. P.S., those Japanese words I wrote from episode 208 was just a parody from the show I watched called Fist of the North Star. It's a classic. You can watch it on Hulu.
Oh. Nice.
Thanks for the shout out.
Very, very nice.
Plug.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of quick announcements before we wrap things up. Two of them pertaining to the forums. All the custom fields like Facebook, Twitter, Xbox Live.
Follow us on Twitter. Skype
work. I did go in and fix them all. So they are all working. So you can go in and fix those if you had problems before. If you're a new register and you hadn't been able to add that stuff in yet, you can do so now.
Can we add one in there?
Like what?
Can we add a relationship to Dusty? Can we? Can we?
I mean, we can, but are
Let's
we
do
going
it.
To? No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Come on, man.
It's pointless.
I'm going to make a new website called In Relationship to Duststorm.
Go for it.
Let's do it.
And the second thing about the forums is there is now a flag mod out there. So there was a thread, and still people posting it every once in a while about from where people are from. So now you can just put your country flag on there, and we will know where you are from. I know I already saw one Ireland up there.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Pretty nice. Gee, what are you doing?
I'm moving my phone. I'm sorry. I'm watching the time bed. Because I got to get the F out this hole.
Okay.
You know. Is that any more announcements that you want to make? What's the next show going to be about?
The next show will be about Halo Waypoint.
Woo!
Just came out last week. If we actually did this episode before Waypoint came out, this episode that we're doing right now would have been...
It's already out. It's already out now.
No, I'm talking about our podcast, not Waypoint. I know Waypoint's out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah. You feeling me, bro?
I feel you, bro. Don't tase me, though.
I won't tase you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So... with that said, we will hopefully be able to announce a new, what do you want to call it? Feature?
For what?
Tier for Prime content?
No, we're not going to do that till we can, sure.
There's some stuff in the works.
I'm just going to say sure. Because I don't think we should talk about it until we actually do it. Yeah. We're not going to do it until like March, so it's going to take a while.
It might be sooner than that. We'll see. Anyway, send in your comments, questions, submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so be sure to submit.
Yes.
Keep an eye on Podtacular for an invitation to send your submissions in for next week's show, and that email might be changing soon. So...
what, podtacular@podtacular.com?
Submissions@podtacular.com.
Okay, yeah, we need to make it easier for us to sign into that, by the way. Like me.
It's pretty easy to sign in.
No, it's not.
I'll walk you through it.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly. Or every 2 months on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
From the Foxhole. Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved with and meet some cool fellow gamers. Or follow gamers.
Follow gamers.
Lance changed this up, I'm going to go beat his head in. If you want to get involved in the community, check out Podtacular, Professional, Rec Clans, PC Clan, Community Staffed Events, and much more.
Much more. Thanks to everyone that contribute to Podtacular. Thanks to everyone who contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter, and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zoom. Marketplace.
Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, GCN Video Game Show, Retro Force, Podtoid, Podcastle, Post Game Report, and Destructoid. And
tell them we said hi.
Hey.
And I'm going to put in the plug for Drunk Tank.
Can we do that? We should ask him first.
Yeah. It's already said and done.
True.
So, I'm trying to get them back on the show, too.
Back on the show?
Yeah, they've been on once.
They have?
Yes.
When?
Around episode 50.
And don't forget to listen to the Endeavor podcast.
Yes.
The Endeavor. And they're doing the Podtacular Form podcast or something?
Yeah, I forget who's leading that up.
Obsidian Challenge?
Oh, it's Planet.
Captain Planet. He's our hero.
So, anyway, Thanks, guys, for listening in. Like I said before, next week is going to be Halo Waypoint. We will discuss what new stuff is, all the different areas like the intel, the career stats, the anime that just came out, The Babysitter.
Which is okay.
Which is pretty good. And if we don't record this by the time the next one comes out, we will talk about that one as well.
What, The Babysitter? Nah, I mean, well, I'm pretty sure we'll have it done by 2 weeks from now. It's every other Saturday. I'm just saying, we probably were.
And then you can also send in stories like what you came in as when you first booted it up, other achievements, that kind of stuff. Well, more details will be on the front page and in the forums asking for submissions. So, until then, I am Duststorm.
I am the hostess with the mostest. Yes, it is.
Are you a hostess?
I'm a hostess. Would you guys like to sit in the bar or the regular section? I'm just kidding. I'm the host.
The most. Okay. We will see you guys hopefully next week. Hopefully not 2 weeks. Hopefully next week. So, peace out.
Peace out.
Home dog.
Home peace.
This week on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio Episode 216 features an interview with Arnie from Naughty Dog about Uncharted 2. In Podtoid Episode 123, the officially unofficial commentary track for Resident Evil is complete. We hope you like it because it's the last commentary track you'll be getting for quite some time. Podtacular tried to keep up with all the new stuff in the Halo universe and more just keeps on coming. So they're taking a break, but they're still bringing good entertainment with a community favorite for this week's Tales from the Foxhole. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.